Good afternoon, Milwaukee. You're tuned in to the Lunch Break on 101.7 The Truth, where everything is an option on the menu.
And one thing about me, I'm a tough cookie, but I know what I can't do. And I'm not suffering. All right? I fought my whole life. I'm all right.
Excuse me, Cletus. How about who this man?
Yeah, I wasn't doing it. So I was like, I'm not paying $1,000 to sleep on somebody's couch.
Grab your lunch, hit send on that email, and get ready for the best hour of your day.
My way of thinking is that the parents do all they can, but once the kids leave out that door, whatever have you, they make their own decisions. I don't care if you're 9 or 99, it's still your decision about the situations that you get involved yourself in.
We talking about taxpaying citizens. Look into their taxes. Look into this. We talking about elected officials doing backdoor deals, and somehow she still want to blame immigrants. That's what we talking about right now. We following the money, and you still want to blame black people and immigrants and welfare and all of these things for policies and backdoor deals that put poor people in worse position.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the 3rd Street Market Hall.
Like you said, they want to pad their pockets, but they need a reason to push things through. And I guess the low-hanging fruit is, okay, well, this is a problem, right? Y'all want to fix the problem, and they just hope nobody looks into it. Like, wait, when did food trucks become an issue?
Here are your hosts, Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. What up? What up? What up? What up? What up? Happy Tuesday. Happy Election Day. This is the Lunch Break. You are now punched in with Ray Nitti, maybe Shannon, DJ Brother Z holding us down with the production and sound on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Shannon, how you doing?
Man, I'm doing all right, Ray. How you doing over there?
I'm excited. I'm excited. Today is the day.
It's election day.
It's election day, Shannon. I wish you was in Milwaukee so you could vote, Shannon.
I know. But you know what? I got plenty of family in Milwaukee, and I sent them out.
That's what's
I'll be like, if y'all don't vote, I ain't messing with y'all no more. Get out there. Y'all know what to check on that ballot. I'll be keeping things in order around there, you know? Law and order.
Keeping it in
give me a
order.
Gavel sound.
Man, I'm excited, Shannon. I'm excited about today. One, I'm glad that this is about to be over with. I am excited for that. But I think we about to be surprised. I think people are about to be surprised today. I think people, it's going to be a surprise either way, to be honest. Either way it goes, I think it's gonna be like, damn.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to be surprised. But I feel good. I feel good.
I do think we got people that are really, really passionate about who they're supporting. So either way, like you said, either way, people going to be surprised. And, you know, it's been an interesting run. So,
man, it has been. Lots of highs, lots of lows, lots of surprises, lots of things, you know, people wish others would have did better. And, you know, either way, man, I was just glad to even see people having conversation about it. And we can get into the things that we didn't like and so forth, but just having conversation about people exercising their rights to vote, that in itself was like refreshing to me. Now, sure, it has some distasteful moments, but you know.
Yeah, people just getting involved and people getting hyped up about it. Jasmine Jazz West said, hey, y'all voted this morning. Look at that energy.
Hey.
Got out there and voted this morning, bright and early. Ain't waste no time.
I lost my sticker.
Where your sticker at, right?
I had it on too. I don't know where it went. My dread gavel. Must have knocked it loose.
Yeah, all right. You better go get another sticker. No,
I'm definitely gonna go get one. Shouts out to King David. King David Lodge number 10. Working the polls. They work in the polls. Just show, you know, we do a lot of volunteering on this day. So shouts out to King David. I saw one of my lodge brothers in the mall having something for lunch on his lunch break. Ain't that something?
Oh, that's right. We got to get into that too, because I'm still not completely clear on what a lodge brother is and what y'all got going on over there.
See, certain things you can't ask me, Shannon. All right.
See, we're gonna have to interview you, put you in the hot seat. Yeah. This Illuminati or not? What's going on over here?
Yeah. You know, some things you just, I can't give you access to, Shannon. Some things you just can't.
Cousin holding out on y'all. Just to left, you are listening. Ray is holding secrets.
I'm not, man, you got me saying too much already. Shannon, tell the people where they can find us. Quit playing before you get me a letter sent to me.
Season assist, I'm sorry. All right, listen up, guys. You can find us at 1017 The Truth on YouTube. If you want to watch us live in studio, head over there and watch us. You can also join the chat. Make sure you drop a comment. Our chat be getting live sometime. Get in there. Get your thoughts, questions, thoughts, concerns, all that in there. You know, we welcome the negative and the positive. We ain't opposed to constructive criticism, right?
Right.
If you want to give us a call, we are at 833-212-1017. You can also text that number, but we prefer you call us. We want to hear y'all voice. We want to hear y'all radio voice. Give us a call. Also, follow your host. Follow Ray Nitti at Ray Nitti, RayNitti. And that's across all platforms, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram. Make sure you follow Ray Nitti and follow myself as well. I'm Shannon, maybe Shannon on all platforms, MaybeShannon. And that's TikTok, Facebook, Instagram. You can find me anywhere at maybe Shannon. But also make sure you follow The Lunch Break on Facebook. We have our own little page over there. We growing a nice little community. We passed 600 friends, followers, whatever you want to call it, supporters. We the break crew. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all pull up. Have a little lunch with us. You know what I'm saying?
Little snack. Little bite to eat, man.
A little nibble. You have your nibble.
Man, how was your evening, Shannon?
Man, I be working. I'm redoing this studio still. So, like, I be, like, just kind of, you know, trying to take the time and do small things. Like, you know how it is. A few small steps will get you to your goal, you know. So, in between time, I've been kind of redoing my studio. I'm ordering stuff to just make it more homey, make it more studio-like. I got to stock it with a little more tequila and vodka up in that fridge over there. But, you know, that's what I'm low on. If y'all want to send anything, I can make a list. You know what
I'm Jesus. Oh, my God.
I kid. I play too much.
A tequila shot for lunch.
Hello? Hey, listen. Them old people, what they be saying? They used to put Bailey's in their coffee. Nah, I see why. When I worked at a restaurant when I was younger, they used to be like, with a little Bailey's in there. I'm like, damn, life ain't that hard. Nah, I see why. I need some Bailey's in my coffee.
That's funny.
And I ain't talking about Bailey from the morning show. I need real stuff.
Oh my God.
It was a good night. I'm getting things done slowly but surely. I'm super excited to see the full vision come. I'm gonna give me a truth sign back here. You know what I'm saying? Right behind me. What you got going on. Yeah, yeah. How was your night? What you have going on, Ray?
I had a lot going on. Like, I was out till 4 a.m., Shannon. I was outside.
Oh, you tripping.
I was outside. Outside. They could send you one of these truth banners. Send one of these to Shannon.
That's what I'm saying.
Send them one.
What's going on, man?
Send them one. They could send the one that's in the producer room.
What?
Let me get that.
Or
one that's nailed to the wall?
Yeah, unnail it. That's what the back of the hammer for.
Exactly.
Yeah, but no.
I'm waiting on a few things. I had a list of stuff to get mailed. So I was like, hold on now. Let me get a few of these approved first. I was like, while you mailing this, can you mail this? This, and you're like, wait a minute.
Shannon finna get an email sent.
Give me the mayor pods back.
Oh, my God, dog. Hey, man, 833-212-1017 is the number to dial. I want to know, have you voted already today, and what number were you? Shannon said, AirPods back. Bro, AirPods was cutting up this morning on the joint. But Yeah, I want to know, did you vote already, and what number were you? I voted, and I was number 45. I don't know how to feel about that. I voted at, like, 9:50, 10 o'clock-ish. Hmm. Oh, Shannon.
Yeah.
I got to give you and Brother Z a shout-out, because when I went to vote, it was the lady that was one of the poll workers over there. She was like, you need to hurry up because you got to get on the radio. I'm like, I love y'all lunch break crew. And Brother Z be hitting them buttons. She's like, Shannon cute as a button. I'm like, well, damn. This is, so I got to go back and see her at the end
you know
of the night.
She said, I like her. Bring her some real lunch.
She want to take
sure
a picture.
She taking care of.
She want to take a picture. So I'm going to go back and get a picture. Right. Take care of cuz, man. It was felt good, man. It's always good to see the people show us that love in the streets. Especially, you know, we spend a lot of time conversing with our cousins on YouTube, but we don't get to always converse with the cousins out in the world on the radio waves. But they come up and be like, cuz, what's that? Man, I listen to you. And they always got some, just Shannon, bro, Shannon here, bro. Like, I'm on the show.
We cousins. This ain't Arkansas.
Oh, man. Don't go anywhere, y'all. We'll be right back with the lunch break. Ray Nitty, Maybe Shannon, DJ Brother Z on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
My nigga. Chill.
Don't let it
back. What up, y'all? What up? What up? What up? Welcome back. Welcome back. This is the lunch break with Ray Nitty, Maybe Shannon, DJ Brother Z holding us down with the production and sound on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Man, Shannon, how you feeling?
Man, I'm feeling great, Ray. What you got over there on that menu? I heard you got a little snack over there. What's on the menu, Ray?
Man, the menu looking good, man. American Family Insurance is a proud sponsor of The Truth. For almost 100 years, they've been committed to helping families protect what matters most. Your home, your vehicle, and the dreams you're building every single day. And if you're part of the Truth audience, you already know. You work hard for what's yours. That's why having the right protection in place matters. American Family helps you stay ready for whatever life brings, so you can focus on moving forward. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote or find an agent at amfam.com. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating companies, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. Man, that was good, Shannon. That was like a bowl, not even a cup appetizer. That was a bowl. I mean, I'm talking about on the menu. My bad. But Shannon,
right, I know.
You're like, get out my plate. Get your hand out my.
Get your hand out my pocket.
Oh man.
ADHD showing,
Oh man, 833-TWINTEEN. That is the number to dial. 833-212-1017 is the number to dial. You can text it too, but we want to hear from you. We want to hear your truth, man. This is Lunch Break Crew, Ray Nitty, Maybe Shannon, DJ Brother Z holding us down with the production and sound. Y'all see, we getting a flow going here. You see how this is starting to just... But anyway, man, Shannon, you had a little appetizer for us, man. What you had on the app, man? What's on the app menu?
So listen, in TikTok news or on the interwebs, right? We've got Courtney Cleaney, right? This 30-year-old former OnlyFans model. She in jail right now, so she ain't
her
doing
again.
I'm sorry?
Her again. You brought her up before. I remember this.
Her again. She's back.
Neanderthal.
Back and I'm better. No, she ain't better. She's still in jail. Courtney Cleaney, a 30-year-old former OF model, was sentenced Monday, August 10th to 6 years in prison for fatally stabbing her boyfriend, Christian Toby Obumseli. Am I pronouncing this correctly?
That look crazy. Obumseli. I don't know.
We gonna call him Toby. 27 inside their Miami condo, April 3rd, 2022. She had faced a second degree murder charge that could have carried a life sentence. Instead, just weeks before the trial was set to begin, she accepted a plea deal and pleaded guilty to a lesser charge of manslaughter with a deadly weapon. Because she'd already been in jail for the last 4 years awaiting trial, the 6-year sentence means she could be released in as little as 2 years, plus 5 years of probation, and a required mental health evaluation and treatment. Cleaney claimed self-defense, alleging that Toby was abusive toward her. Prosecutors pushed back hard on that, framing and presenting video evidence in the court showing that she, well, it was video evidence basically on two separate occasions of her hitting him, of her, you know, putting the paws on him. So Toby's own past resurfaced publicly. I'm sorry.
This boy name, his name was Toby. White woman beating him. I'm sorry.
Ray was like, oh.
And then I was looking at Aaron's comment. Aaron said his name is Kunta Kinte. Oh my God. We don't take him serious. We got nothing. Some childish cousins, nothing. And I just be instigating. I'm sorry, you know Shannon. I'm sorry.
That white woman was beating him like Toby. That's for sure. That's oh why God. It was his nickname. She probably gave him that nickname. Let me stop playing. Why I gotta take it there? That's the thing. Y'all set the stage, and I take it home. Y'all be setting me up. Let me finish this. Dang it.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Toby's own past resurfaced publicly after his death. I'm sorry, Ms. Shannon. Social media.
Sorry, Miss Shannon.
I apologize. after his death, social media posts in which he made disparaging comments about Black women and expressed his preference for white women, which some corners of the internet cited as the reason to withhold sympathy for him despite him being the one killed. At sentencing, Toby's mother addressed Cleaney directly. Nothing can erase the pain of the day that I buried my son. There's simply too much pain to put on paper. Asking that he be remembered as a kind-hearted, compassionate, friendly, and respectful person rather than just how he died.
He said some things. Is this the one that said,
I believe so.
Go ahead. Say what he said.
Isn't he the one that's... I believe he's the one that said he'd rather date a dog. I got to Google it because it was two of them that died around the same time and both of them was really open. It wasn't even just like about their preference. It was like straight up like Black women, horrible. Oh, are you okay?
Yeah.
Like there's problems. Like it was more than just like... Oh, okay. I prefer to date white women, or this is who I've dated in my past. It was more like literally like hate toward Black women. And that's when it's more than just like preference, right? And then they asked, I think the brother in this case was asking for sympathy, like from the community, and like, this isn't right, which it ain't right. I will say, I can honestly say that don't sound right. If they got videos of her abusing him, and I heard like witness statements from like, there were witnesses from their apartment saying, like, yeah, she was the aggressor in the
hands
relationship.
And feet. Even
friends would say they've seen, exactly. Friends had seen her put hands on them, but like, yeah, she did her six. I guess she only gonna do her 6 years and she gonna go home.
So, they said she got time served, right?
Yeah, because she went in 2022 and has been awaiting trial. So she got time served. So that's what, 4 years. So she could be out in like, little as 2 years. Yeah.
Damn. Yeah.
That's crazy. Like she stabbed him to death. Something like that is like not like an accident. Like,
man. Uh-huh, that is So here's my thing, right? Mm-hmm. I don't got no problem with hoppers. I got no problem with hoppers. Have your preference, right? People like who they like, right? And that's fine. I think where I get irritated about it is it's like, you don't have to It's the ones that feel like they need to put down black women because they have a preference of white women. And I'm like, dang. First of all, you doing your white woman a disservice by even, in, mm-hmm. like, you know, I saw, I think it was, what's bro, dog name? Mojo what? The new young
comedian.
Yeah, Mojo Brooks, right? I don't know if you mm-hmm. saw this, Shannon. He had this, what's the name? It was a hopper in the audience, and he was there with his bunny. And he was like, What do you like about her?
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Why? We're gonna talk about this later. Sorry.
excuse me. Damn. What is that? He asked him. He's like, "What do you like about your woman?" And he immediately went to listing things like, "Well, cause black women." I'm like, "Well, damn."
Like, what did we do?
And even though his woman was like, come on. She was looking like, what are
like,
you doing?
No, bruh. No, no, no.
So I
That's
think.
That's so sad, though.
It says a lot to me when you have the hoppers that when you ask them what is it that they like about their woman of choice, that the first mm-hmm. thing is to go and talk about, oh, well, black women is like,
That ain't what you like. That's what you hate so much about somebody else that you would just date anything other than that.
That you don't even like anything. You just, and it wasn't even all women. It was probably one person that you had a bad experience yeah. with.
Exactly. And it's probably his bald-headed mama. That's where it starts.
Oh, Jesus.
My mother never loved me. And now you mad at us. Out. I didn't do it. I'm sorry. My bad.
Yeah, shouts out to the chat, man. The chat is active today. Somebody,
but I did look up the comments that were said.
Oh, what did he
say? I'm sorry.
He said Shannon equals
gone
fishing.
No, so he wasn't the one that said he rather. I was doing what?
He said Shannon equals gone fishing. I think he's talking about your hat.
My bucket.
Shouts out to the chat, man.
It's definitely a fisher hat.
It's a bucket.
It's a bucket hat. It's Adidas bucket. You know what? Let's stay on topic. Anywho.
Yep. Because we only got 2 minutes.
He was not the one that said he would rather date a dog. He was the one that said, can't believe OOMF. Who is that? I don't know who that is. But anyways,
I can't believe such.
Oh, okay. Thinks that I talk to black girls. I don't. And then another status he made, the way black girls just disgrace themselves on TV. And then he complained, I'm so tired of these black girls in my class. And like, you know, other remarks on social media. The one that said he'd rather date a dog, his wife did not go to jail. She out right now with them keys somewhere. She murdered them and, you know, after they went out and then was like, oh, I was cleaning my gun at 3 a.m. That's a different story. But for this specific story, yeah. Yeah, so I don't know. I guess like it just raises another question. Like, do we think what... the sentence was right. And then also, like Ray said, like when it comes to preference, like you said, I don't mind people that date outside their race. Like I have before as well, obviously. But my thing is, like, I would never like accept somebody that's talking crazy about nobody black. That we're not doing that. Like, that's not what we're gonna do. Even when they talk, you know, talk stuff about their own people. But we're gonna get back into this right after the break. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Lunch Break with Ray Nitty and maybe Shannon.
Don't mind that.
Black queens forever, snow bunnies never. I said black queens forever, snow bunnies never. Black queens forever, snow bunnies never. I said black queens forever, snow bunnies never. I said black queens forever, snow bunnies never.
Your skin just like girls. You're blacked against the world.
What up, y'all? Welcome back. Welcome back. This is The Lunch Break with Ray Nitty, maybe Shannon, DJ Brother Z holding us down with the production and sound. Man, Shannon, how you feeling, man? I feel like we can add a
man,
little
I'm
more to this
right.
little appetizer. This appetizer might become we might need a shareable size. Because I know
it might be a little shareable. We got a lot of comments. Jeez.
Right.
We got to catch up on that first.
That's what I'm saying. What we talk? Shouts out to everybody in the chat. Go shout them out, Shannon.
Man, let's get to it. Boom. So I want to start where we started talking about. Anita Nicole said, I saw the Mojo clip video. That was wild. And the man said it with his whole chest. Yeah. Robert said, voting I got was a sticker. She got her sticker. That's what I'm thinking she's saying. Aaron is him said, just desserts for the raccoons. Sorry, he's gone. He's dessert for the raccoons. Sorry, he's gone. Cyber King Mike said, it's a small light blue slip they give you with a number on it. They give you that with a ballot. I think they're talking about
What number you are when you vote. Okay. That's what they're talking about. Yeah, so when you vote, when they give you your ballot, they give you a slip with it, and they write what number voter you were on there. And that number should match the actual voting. The machine that takes your voting ballot, your number should match what number your voting ballot was. So that's how they keep track of.
I feel like I didn't know that.
The count. Yep.
I think I never paid attention to it. I just like la la la. So that's good to know for the peoples. RC Creation Muse said, not everyone can be OJ. Get away with that lifestyle. Playing in the snow for too long can get you frostbite, especially if you are the only chocolate chip in the snow. Now, RC, RC said, in the end, it's all about diversity. Can't run from who we actually are, regardless of past traumas. D. Gibson said, that's how you come back from break.
That's Brother Z, dog. Hold it down. We're
not talk about Uncle Shannon Sharp. I heard he got caught on the live banging out a snow bunny.
Oh, my God. Aaron said, ain't nothing better than a chocolate intelligent woman. And Barbara said, nope, I didn't get it. Oh, man, we got to get you your slip. We got to go talk to somebody about that, Barbara.
They do take the slip back from you, too, though. You don't get to keep your number.
Aw.
So, yeah.
That's crazy. I call up there. Where my slip? But, I don't see anything wrong with dating outside of your race. Love who you love. But when you catch yourself dating somebody because you hate somebody else, it's time to go see that lady on that couch and talk to her about why you are so upset with yourself and your mother and why you taking it out on black women. Like, I've never dated somebody, and the first thing I think about is, wow, I really like you because I really hate them. Like, excuse me? Are you good? Like, it's just weird. It's weird behavior. Like, I've had people, like, say stuff about that. And as soon as they said, I'm like, yeah, you just got a fetish or something then. Like, I don't look at it as, like, an honor to date you. I think you're almost cussed.
Jesus.
I think you're weird. You know? Seriously. Like, it's just weird. Nobody wants to date. And then dating somebody that even allows you to think like that, that's dangerous, too, because you can only imagine what they actually think and what they think of you. I can't respect nobody that talk about they own people like that. And that's why a lot of times, like, it's funny to me because black men that talk like that, they normally have a white friend group. And they're normally the token, and you never see them talk about white women like that. But the black person, ew, I hate black girls. Oh my God, I would never. And they looking at them like, look at this clown. He hates black girls. Yeah. So it's like, you the clown of the group. You're not doing anything special. Date who you date, love who you love, but also like honor where you come from and your people and stuff. You don't have to degrade and down the people you come from to fit in, but you got a lot of grown people that don't realize that to this day.
Babar just snapped. Babar said, I dated outside of my zip code. 53210 versus 53206 is two different kinds of women. He said T-O-O-T, not T-W-O. But that is funny.
First of all,
it's some amazing women in 53206, Babar. And it's some buckets in 53210. Leave 53206 alone.
I was born and raised 53216. I think we got the best. Now we over here beefing over zip codes. Was that over the live?
Yeah, that was in the chat. You know the chat be cousins.
Yeah, the chat be chatting.
But nah, I do agree. I do agree, man, that we have to, like, for the hoppers, man, like, love who you love, but, like, you don't got to bring black women down because you may have had a bad experience. So,
yeah.
And it says a lot, man. It says, do you really even like the person that you with? If somebody asks you what you like about them and then you start listing things that you hate about black women. So,
what's crazy to me is, like, you know, it's just racism blatantly because there's so many different black women, bro. You got the alternative black women, you got the anime black women. Like, I follow so many, like, dope women in general. Like, it's just like, you cannot put us in a box. So what you're doing is just diminishing the fact that you, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're dope, bro. Like, you can't hate on us. Like, just do what you do. You don't have to downgrade us. You don't have to, like, talk stuff about us. Like, just admit, like, you got some things you need to work on. Like, if we that less of in your eyes, why do you think about us? When you think about your own woman, you can only think about why you don't like us. That's crazy to me.
Absolutely. What would Babar say? He says, I know. I was with the 53206.
What is 53206? What area does that cover? Because I want to know what are you saying? Is that Center Street?
53206 is what did they say? That's the poorest zip code in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and
it was like the most incarcerated at one point.
I was just about to say.
Is that
53206 has incarcerated
area?
So that's like Burleigh, yo, 20, what, like over there by COA area, if I'm not mistaken, yo, 23rd Burleigh, and that type of area over there. We should get a...
Where Milwaukee Mall kind of at?
No, that's...
That look
you know cool. What? We need a map.
We need a map.
We'll need a
Let's
map.
Let's not put red lines on it. We got to highlight the areas.
Let's not put red lines on. That's exactly what's on it. Red lines when they drew it out. It said, put the worst of them right here.
Put the worst of the worst.
That's what they, that's.
You said, then they 5, 3, 2, 1. Slim women are too much. I need to know where, like, how do you even, like, you ask people their zip code when you date them? Like, what is happening? You're like, what's your zip code? I don't even need the address. Where what you got going on?
Man.
But I do feel like, depending on where you at, like, women are just different. Like, me being, like, a world traveler. No, I'm joking. But, like, me just traveling a little more. No, I ain't no world traveler. I'm full of it. But, like, you traveling a little more, you do realize, like, depending where people are from, their values are different. A lot of things are different about them. Like,
like what?
We both got quiet reading these comments. My bad.
Oh, I started reading the comments. Like what, Shannon? I
know
you
got
the
AirPods. I was doing the same thing. I was like, I saw something else.
Damn
look,
it.
Look, my connection's strong, so don't ever think I'm going anywhere, though. But anywho.
Don't start that again.
Grab the AirPods. But, no, like, the values are different. The way we speak, our beliefs are completely different. The way, like, even the way people date. So with him saying, like, I've dated 53206, he ain't far off, because the way you believe, like, dating should go and all of that stuff is very different. So I can see what he's talking about. I spent time during my childhood in 53206, free cheese at North Division High School. Okay, Anita, that government cheese was all right.
I just... feel like I don't like the narrative that 53206 only produces a certain type of, and I don't even want to say woman because that's not fair. I'm going to say mentality because it's a quote unquote, air quotes, I'm doing it. Here we go. DJ Brother Z holding us down with the production and sound.
She said, "Now I didn't attend North Division. No shade. I know. Nah, I'm not even gonna, I was gonna say I know that's right. Oh, that's too damn bad. No, I'm just
wondering. So yeah, 53206. That's like Atkinson, Titonia, Washington. I mean Hopkins. Some of Fond du Lac. What is that from 7th Street to about? It's gone now. I missed it. But yeah, that's 53206." But yeah, I think it's a mentality thing, man. I think it's more of a mentality than area code. And mentality is not limited to a zip code, not area code.
No.
I think, man, it's some horrible mentalities in whatever the good area, the good zip codes is. So
Yeah.
Yeah, let's not, you know.
I think it really has a lot to do with getting out there and meeting different people and not keeping yourself stuck in that box, right? Like, sometimes you have to create your own circles. You have to create your own space to learn and grow and meet new people and open your mind to different things. But, yeah, we're going to get back into our entire conversation after this break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the award-winning 101.7 The Truth with Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon. You're locked into the lunch break. Don't go anywhere, guys.
Don't go anywhere.
I say, bit bad, woman good, lady better. Hey, hey, hey.
What up, y'all? What up, what up, what up, what up, what up? Welcome back. You are punched in on your lunch break with Ray Nitti, maybe Shannon, DJ Brother Z holding us down with the production and sound. How y'all doing, man? 833-212-1017. That's the number to dial. 833-212-1017. That's the number to dial. The appetizer was so good, it kind of spilled over into the meat and potatoes. So...
I like that.
Was
right?
It all right? Was it
okay?
All right? All right.
It's okay because I don't mind when my food touches each other.
Hey, you feel me? You feel me?
I like the wordplay over there. Yeah. Y'all all right with me?
Man, you know, we started talking about for those of you that are just joining us, we started talking about Courtney Clinney, I think that's the name. Who killed her boyfriend and ended up getting time served. She'll be out in about 2 years. And then it brought up the conversation of, you know, dating outside your race. And, you know, these guys have made some wild comments about black women and why they choose to date white women. And, you know, we went down the road of Mojo Brooks, and he was talking to a guy, a hopper, who was in the audience, and asked him, what do you like about this woman? And the first thing he went to was a list of things that he hated about black women. And we like, yo, you don't have to put black women down to show how much you love. Because how do you really love the person if you're saying, I'm with you because black women are mean. They don't listen. They talk back. They, you know, they don't.
That's more of an insult to me if a man sat there and said, I like her because this, basically she's dumb and she listens to anything my dumb say. Like, excuse me? I'd be like, hold on now. Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah, man. We, 833.
But that's also why people... Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
212-1017. That's the number to dial. You said that's also why people, what though, Shannon? And then we got a couple callers we're going to get to after you, Shannon.
For sure. But that's why people aren't showing them any sympathy. It's not just because they dated outside of the race. It's because of the disparaging things that they had said about black women. And then their families turning to us like, hey, this is not right. They've been murdered and these women are getting away with it. Which is true. It's very clear that they're getting away with murder, flat out. Like, that woman was obviously abusing him and abusive to him and ended up murdering him. And she's about to get out of jail. She's only going to do 6 years total. The other woman didn't even go to jail at all. And it's clear what happened. But both families had to turn to the community and be like, hey, we need you guys to speak up for us. And the community was like, rest in your preference. I'm going to let you take us to the callers.
Right. So we have Miss Arlene from 53206. Miss Arlene, how you doing today?
I'm doing pretty well. Thank you for asking.
What you got for us today on the menu? They talking about 53206 and the products that are coming out of there. How you feel about that today?
I feel really disrespected because my mother raised five daughters. At 53206, I have two sisters that have their doctoral degree, and they are they're doing very well. And I have an associate's degree in business. I have a bachelor's degree in business. I have a master's of science of management and an MBA.
I know that.
So 53206 has been good to me, and it's been bad to me.
And we got family. All the people in our block got degrees.
Yes, and most of the people in our block have degrees. And one thing that did a blight with me that made me real sad, and I'm still going through, was when my son got killed in the 53206, Nehemiah Prescott, and they have never found out who killed him. But all in all, I stood with my head tall, and I gave it to God because I know that there was a better life. And, yes, we have people at 53206 that are not put together, you know, because basically it's a generational curse. Mm-hmm. So I feel that 53206 has a long way to go, and people like me who's fighting for the well-being of others and praising God and doing the right thing, people see that. And I try to make an example every day that, you know, you can do better. You know, people don't have to be in these odd situations with food and robbing and stealing and killing, you know, and getting high off of drugs. You have to teach the children when they come up. You have to get them and make them understand, you know. Mm-hmm. Don't just tell them one thing and walk away. Stay with them.
It's all difficult.
Yes, but I love 53206. I'm sorry. And I just voted at COA.
Hey.
Yes. And to make a long story short, I've been a member of Imani for over 20 years. I was over there with Sister Patricia, and now I'm still an active member with Imani in 53206. And we're doing some wonderful things with building houses, trying to get people off the streets and single mothers. And single dads. Yes. I give the dads credit, too, because I love 53206.
And I'm glad you brought up Imani, the neighborhood community you all are, you have over there. I did a lot of work with COA, and you all were so instrumental in a lot of the programs and programming that was going on over there. So I'm extremely thankful for you calling in and shedding light on the amazing things that are coming from 53206. Because like I said, a mentality is not limited to the zip code that it's in. So thank you. Thank you, Miss Arlene, for calling in and shedding your story. And thank you for voting today as well.
Did y'all vote?
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely. Anita said 53206 produces character, and she right. I feel her. We got some more callers, Ray?
Let's go to Al. Al, how you doing? Talk to us. You live with the Lunch Break with Ray Nitty and maybe Shannon and Brother Z.
Well, first of all, if you really want to see what 53206 is about, you need to ask the person who's up for 53206 while they sitting in.
Al, you went out, Al. Al done knocked his drink off the table. What's going on?
The pity party.
Al, okay. We lost you for a sec. I got to bring you back to what I heard. The last thing I heard is we need to talk to the person that run 53206.
Whatever politicians that's over 53206, you need to be asking him or her why they ain't opening their mouth. Like, why they got these out-of-town state companies coming buying them duplexes? Why you got them building inspectors don't see nothing? Why you got them dope houses and them rooming houses over there? Why you allowing all them white people moving over there turning your neighborhood to trash? And when them black-haired children get to acting out of line, they ain't opening their goddamn mouth. That's what you need to be asking them. Okay?
Yes, yes.
Because they sure the hell ain't talking at all. And if you hear me, I'm talking about you. Moving forward. The reason why you have these stuff with people who date outside their race. If you hate black women, you hate your mama. Mm. A lot of y'all think y'all gonna have them foreign kids, and they're still coming out shaped like washers and dryers with nappy hair and them funny color eyes, and they still coming out with brown eyes and nappy hair. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Some of y'all date outside y'all race, and love has no color. If you like to date outside your race, be happy. Don't put down other people. And some of y'all who date outside y'all race, you're still broke. You're still living in 532, not 530. They ain't got you a G-Wagon. You ain't living in 530. Okay? So what did you get? Because a real renegade and a real outlaw, they're going to be living in River Hills, Bayside. They're not driving a Malibu or a Impala. They're not going to be sitting here worried about mixed color kids and your kids still growing up to be niggas.
Whoa.
And a lot of y'all who scream that y'all don't even invest in your kids. Your kids going to public school.
Mm. Well, you know they're trying to get rid of voucher program.
And the other thing is, okay, and the other thing is, the reason why they mess with outside their race, because they know they have small penises. That's why they always F them from the back.
Damn!
And if they mess with black women, they don't want to do a missionary.
Damn! All right, Al, we thank you for calling in.
Thanks for calling, Al.
Oh, Lord. Where we go? Welcome to the lunch break, everybody.
Hope you didn't spit out your food.
Oh, my God.
There was a few good points made there.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests of this program are of their own and not a reflection of Milwaukee Black Media or 101.7 The Truth.
We were really good.
I thought we was going to land this plane without any turbulence. We almost did. The caller, how you doing, the caller? You live on the lunch break with Ray Nitty, maybe Shannon, DJ Brother Z.
Good to talk to y'all, man. Al hit a whole lot of facts and points, but humanoid flaw does not have a size, shape, or a color. So to your point earlier, what your preference is and is your preference, but utilizing your preference to attack someone else is where this things get, it gets real childish to me. Mm-hmm. Because if you really like something, you don't have to talk about something else. If you're enjoying yourself and your life. And so Shannon was right on point with that. The previous caller prior to Al explaining is what I'm hoping that we get away from, but her celebrating where she's from, because there are places an hour and a half north of here where they're, if we talked about their zip code, their per capita is the exact activity, mm-hmm. just meth labs. So mm-hmm. we don't have to, mm-hmm. you know, let's tap into our Mr. Spock and look at humanoids from outside the human space and know that they don't have a shape, size, or a color. That's why there are 100,000 Karen videos, just like there are videos of people of other races misbehaving.
Man, thank you, caller. Thank you, caller, for that. Thank you, caller, for that. Man, the lines is popping today. 833-212-1017. That's the number to dial. 833-212-1017 is the number to dial. You are on the lunch break with Ray Nitty, maybe Shannon, and DJ Brother Z holding us down with the production of sound. Don't go anywhere, y'all. We'll be right back with hour two with the lunch break crew on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Don't go anywhere.